May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 714. Why, so cast down, dejected soul, a loving Christ is near. Thy broken bones he can make whole, and drooping spirit cheer. 714.
read together from the most holy word of God, from the Revelation. Firstly, from chapter 7, from verse 9. Revelation, reading on from verse 9. Chapter 7, reading on from verse 9. After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honour, and power and might be unto our God for ever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And chapter 21, 2 verse 5. Chapter 21, to verse 5. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And we'll read the 22nd chapter. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they might have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. May the Lord bless to us the reading of those portions of his most holy word and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most kind, gracious, eternal, ever merciful Lord God, by thee we live and move and have our being, and thou hast spared us each to this the Sabbath evening hour. Lord, have we not had some of those reminders? The death is now upon the road. Those reminders that sometimes short's a warning. And O Lord, we're spared even to this, the Sabbath evening. Thou hast maintained us in life, maintaining unto us the very breath that we breathe. But O Lord, we know there will be a time when it will not be so. There will be that time appointed unto all men once to die. And so, Lord, as thou hast favoured us even to this evening hour, we're still upon praying ground, and the door of mercy still stands open to the poor and the needy that knock by the way. And all there might be that wrought in each one from the beginning, from the youngest to the oldest. With that they come into thy courts even this night with this burden. I begin. Lord, remove this load of sin. That load is it not? Sometimes we've been brought to see what a load it is. Brought to see how foul we are within. But the door of mercy still stands open. That fountain ever flows. Flow forth from thy riven side, the blood and the water. To be of sin the double cure. To cleanse me from its guilt and power. And oh, there might be one or another wrought upon even this night. Yes, they've been brought down under the law. Perhaps they've been struggling for many, many months, even years. The more I strove against sin's power, I sinned and stumbled, but the more. Till late I heard my Saviour say, come hither, soul, I am the way. There's no salvation to be found in any other. All other grounds will be but sinking sand. But Christ, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. They feel that miry clay that feels ready to drag them down. But lift their feet up out of the miry clay and set their feet upon the rock, Christ Jesus. And Lord, as this day draws toward a close, perhaps unfilled their life, it is evening. The day is far spent as far as their life is concerned, and still we're not saved. But is there not that hope? Whilst there is life, there is hope. And Lord, do reveal thyself to them, we plead in love and mercy. Say unto them, is there that desire in their heart, in their soul? Say unto my soul on thy salvation, that that thou wouldest sweetly reveal thyself unto them, as that one that has done all things well. Lord, do lead them to the garden of Gethsemane, that they might see thee there in all thy sufferings, those sufferings which were so intense that angels have no perfect sin. But they might hear thee crying and groaning there. When thou didst not fall down to the ground and sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. Such was that burden and that bitter cup. And oh, what a cup it must have been. But oh, didst thou not cry out there? Ah, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will but thine be done. And ah, to see thee there in thy sufferings, and all that might see by faith, ah, Lord, lead them so that, and open their eyes they may see that thou hast carried their sins, borne their griefs and their sorrows, that spotless lamb upon whom thou laid, that one who knew no sin made sin for them, and all that they may be also led to the foot of the cross, and to hear thee cry there, didst thou not? Ah, that dark path thou was brought to walk in, what a dark path it must have been. Father, if it be possible, we pleaded that just now, but all concerning the hiding of thy face, was it not that hiding of the Father's face? And it caused thee to cry out, did it not? And it was in because of our sins. And oh Lord, our mind is taken back to that time when in this poor sinner, we were brought to see that if it was just our sins were laid upon thee, it would have caused the hidings of the Father's face. It would have caused that one that canst not look upon sin. It would cause him to hide his face from that one who knew no sin but made sin for us. Oh, what a bitter path and a cup. He drank it quite up, and he didst thou not cry out with thy dying breath, it is finished, it is finished. And perhaps that one has got a great catalogue of sins that testify against them. A great catalogue of sins that testify against them. But to hear those words, it is finished. It is finished. Nothing more to pay. The whole sum is cancelled by his death, his merits, his righteousness and his blood. And so, Lord, Lord, thou knowest them one that trembles. They've been brought to tremble. They're under the law. But is it not that which will lead them to Christ? They will be brought to that place, and it will be as a hymn writer put it, till at last a hymn we cry. And so they will cry. They will pour out upon them that spirit of grace and supplications. They will look upon that one whom they have pierced. O Lord, do remember each one, we plead. And all as we realise another day draws toward a close, and it will be seen no more. But oh, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. In Christ's obedience, clothe and wash me in his blood. So shall lift my head with joy among the sons of God. O Lord, do then touch each one from the youngest to the oldest. May they be found, O Lord, in that day amongst those wise virgins that had that oil of grace, that which, is it not oil of grace, sovereign grace, thou dost grant it, thou dost give it freely unto those that truly desire it. They long for it. But to have that oil of grace in their lamps and in their vessels, that when the bridegroom shall appear, when the door is open, they'll be invited, drawn into the marriage feast, united to a precious Christ, united to their heavenly Boaz. Oh, how solemn it was for those foolish virgins. They returned and the door was shut. Oh, how it was unto this poor one some while ago now the door was shut. Never to be opened, the door was shut. As a tree falls, so it shall lie. O Lord, who stirs each up, Lord, leave us not to rest upon anything short of thee. O Lord, thou knowest and thou lookest upon the heart. So, Lord, once again we will bear before thee the young and the children and the babes in arms. Lord, do remember them in this dark and evil day. Many temptations, many allurements, but, O Lord, do watch over them, we plead. Hedge them about. Lord, may they be brought like Samuel of old, to know the voice of the Lord their God. To know, thy voice, and, with that desire to walk in the tender fear of the Lord, to keep thy commandments. And, O Lord, it shall be so. But they will prove at times they are that speckled bird. They walk alone, but, oh, they're not alone. And so, Lord, perhaps one, our younger one, they feel, yes, they're marked out amongst those with whom they have to do. They're a speckled bird. But, O Lord, may they prove that thou art with them. Thou art with them. For hath he not said, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. And even the young, the children, and thou wilt comfort them in those trying and difficult moments, perhaps in the hour of temptation, perhaps when those foes rise up against them. O Lord, do then uphold them in the way. May them be able to cast their cares upon thee. And, O Lord, do remember also those that are going on into life. And, Lord, there are those with exams before them. And perhaps they feel that burden that presses hard upon them. Lord, grant them strength sufficient for the day. Enable them to cast their care upon thee, for he careth for you. To lay the matter at thy feet. Seek for help from one that is mighty. Seek for that upholding. For, O Lord, we feel for them. There are many pressures on them in the day in which we live. Perhaps at times they feel intolerable, that burden and pressure that seems to weigh down upon them. But, O Lord, do grant them those encouragements in the way that there is that one that goeth before them, that good shepherd, we spoke a little of it to the young, but all that one that carries them in his bosom and will carry them, holding them up and holding them on, nourishing them. We often think upon the young and all how we plead for them, that they may prove that happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. And so, Lord, do remember them, we plead. Remember the parents in all that concerns them. Lord, we pleaded for them this morning. We plead for them again. Lord, do undertake for them, manage all, by the way and to the end. Grant them help, O Lord, in those difficult circumstances, difficult questions that arise. Lord, give them wisdom. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth unto all men liberally, and upbraideth not. And so, Lord, perhaps when they feel they have not the wisdom to answer perhaps a difficult question, a difficult situation, Lord, do enable them to call upon thee. Call upon thee in a time when thou mayest be found. And so, Lord, do remember them also. Remember those that bear the heat and burden of the day. Lord, perhaps there is that which is before them in the coming days. Perhaps they tremble even now. O Lord, do grant them that help, O Lord. And perhaps those mountains, they may yet flow down at thy presence, like when the melting fire burneth, that they may prove that there is a fullness that resides in Jesus our head, that ever abides to answer our need. No, Lord, didst thou not show it unto this poor one in that We felt a remarkable way those months ago now. And oh, as we felt burdened with those things of time, those things in the pathway. And oh, Lord, as we ascended above the roof of the house that particular day, we saw the immensity of the heavens, the blue sky stretching before us, unmeasurable, cannot be quantified. And there we were brought to see, and we had to kneel before Almighty God even there. And oh, as we're brought to see, there truly is a fullness that resides in Jesus our head. Oh, a fullness that cannot be measured, but a fullness that is more than sufficient for all the troubles of the way, for all the difficulties, for all the needs. There will never be any insufficiency with thee. Oh, it did this poor sinner good that day. It increased this one's faith. And oh Lord, may it please thee then. Perhaps one feels to be of so little faith, but oh, there might be even something in nature, thy creation, as it was to this one. So we glanced up to the heavens and saw there the immensity of the heavens. And it brought to our mind also that one that rideth on the heaven in thy help, the God of Jeshurun. And so, Lord, do remember them, we plead, and go before them in their pathway. Perhaps, yes, there are those tremblings and an unknown way. And perhaps there is one brought to such a place, they know not which way to take. Yes, they're brought to such a stand, they know not what to do. But their eyes are up unto thee. May they hear that voice behind them saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it when ye turn to the right hand and turn to the left. And so, O Lord, do guide them. Uphold them and undertake for them. And, O Lord, remember also that in even time of life, all the cares there, when they feel wearied of mind and body, the grasshopper becomes a burden. O Lord, do be unto them all that they feel to need, and all that might be even this day, that token the Lord's servant spoke of it, did he not, on the evening hour. Those tokens were good. And those fresh tokens. And oh Lord, that maybe are brought once again to that time of darkness. But oh, make thy goodness pass before them, Lord, we plead. Lord, this poor one, we proved it a number of years ago now. In the darkest of the night. In the darkest of the trial, in the affliction. But, oh, we prove that thou art able to make all thy goodness pass before a poor trembling sinner, a poor worm Jacob. And, oh, it did to this poor one, may it do to them also, that they're brought to weep before the Lord, to thy goodness and thy mercy, to that one that feels so unworthy, as they realise once again that they are that one that's subject to thine eye, and thy ear is ever open unto their cries. And that one, they're brought to realise again, for he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. O Lord, do remember them, we plead. And once again, any in affliction, Lord, there are those younger ones, one we know of. Lord, do remember him, we plead. And O Lord, do yet strengthen and raise him up again. Lord, grant wisdom to those that have his case in hand. But Lord, we seek it for any others also. There are others we know of, younger in years, perhaps afflictions of mind, not just of body. Afflictions of mind and body. But O Lord, art thou not that great physician? Nothing is too hard for thee. And so, Lord, do yet put forth thy healing hand if it could please thee. And all that might be even this day, their very place where they're found, maybe a Bethlehem to them. Lord, thou canst make the bed. Lord, we proved it. Thou hast done for this poor sinner, and even not so long ago, we proved it even in the hospital. Once again, when thou dost make the bed, how comfortable it is. In the midst of the sorrows, in the midst of the trial, in the midst of the tribulation, the affliction, how comfortable it is. And oh, we can say it was good I was afflicted. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. And through these afflictions, have we not been brought some of us? We've learned thy statutes. that has taught us in these times, and we've learned more of ourselves and of a precious Christ. And so, Lord, do remember them, we plead. Remember also those older in years that are perhaps they're unable to attend thy courts, they're restrained to their own homes or other homes. Lord, do go to them where they are, and maybe even where they're found even now, that they prove that thou art not confined to place or means or mode, that thou art able even to meet with them where they are. That thou can make even that place even rivers of water this night. It may have been a dry place, but all those rivers of water that might be even this night, those feasts of fat things, of wines on the lees, well refined. And perhaps they're wearied with the journey. It's been many years journeying this wilderness world, and they feel ready to faint. But oh Lord, come and die. Come and dine, and like it was with the prophet of old, arise and eat, for the journey is too great for thee. And so, Lord, do remember each and every one. Remember the gatherings together, thy people elsewhere this evening hour, and thy servants who go forth to labour. Grant them once again strength sufficient, Lord, and each one as they come to hear. Lord, we feel at times weariness doing aught. We feel wearied of mind and body, but Lord, lift us above the weariness of mind and body. Lift our hearts above and minds above these earth's inferior things, and set them upon those things which are eternal, which are heavenly. Lord, we would be thankful then for all thy mercies. Can we not say hitherto hath the Lord helped us, and we would thank thee for all thy mercies and thy favours in our pathway and our journey here below. But, O Lord, we realise, and is it not so, that we desire more than that. We long for heavenly blessings, those things which moth and rust will not corrupt, which are eternal, which are eternal. Lord, how solemn if we should have nothing but things for time. Lord, we have to leave them all below. They shall perish with the using. There will be a time when we'll have no more need of them. And then what? What will it do us in the swellings of Jordan? But oh, to have those heavenly blessings, that treasure, that heavenly treasure, a little treasure and earthen vessel, that the excellence and the power may be of God and not of ourselves. For, O Lord, we do fast hasten on. So, O Lord, do satisfy each one with thy goodness. May there be that desire after these things. Yes, thankful for time things. But, yes, we have no continuing city here. We seek that which is to come. And, O Lord, do then prepare us each for that day. Prepare us each. Lord, none of us know when the bridegroom shall appear. But, prepare us each. We may be found ready and waiting for when thou shalt appear. And so, Lord, do favour the gatherings together thy people in Zion this night, and do each good. And, O Lord, there might be even wrought this day, and even this evening hour, there might be those truly that has opened their mouth, and set the tongue at liberty, that they're unable to tell out a few things, or maybe just a few, but, what a mercy, just a few things, of what the Lord hath done for them. To tell out to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found, and point to thy redeeming blood, and say, behold, the way to God. Lord, thou didst for this poor one. We couldn't speak at one time. Couldn't speak. We longed to be able to be set free, brought out where thou didst give that commandment, loose him. And all that might be even this night, loose him, loose her, and let them go. That liberty, the sweet liberty of the gospel. And so, Lord, do put the new song in the mouth. Lord, we plead, that we might, as we leave thy courts this night, there might be that which, Lord, we need to sing it here below. The praise, those songs of Zion, those heavenly praises. How solemn if we never sing them here below. But oh, to be able to, like the psalmist, to come in with the psalmist in Psalm 103, and all the language there, to bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, do then remember us each, we plead. Grant help now to this poor trembling one. Lord, it's fresh need. Lord, once again, pour in that we may pour out. And O Lord, that it might be truly, even as I feel it this night, my own need. Muzzle not the ox when he treadeth out the corn, a portion for seven and a portion for eight. We're unworthy, Lord, we confess it. We're unworthy of the least of thy mercies. But we often think of that word, thou didst eat with publicans and sinners. Lord, make one with us, break the bread of life, we plead. Pardon and forgive then our many sins and all our failings, our shortcomings. Receive us graciously, we plead for Christ's sake and his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 1079. Eternal source of joys divine, to thee my soul aspires. Oh, could I say the Lord is mine, 'tis all my soul desires. 1079.
Thank you.
and again, depending upon the Lord, we'll seek to speak from the verse we tried to speak from this morning, Isaiah chapter 50 and the 10th verse. Isaiah chapter 50 and the 10th verse. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Oh, we seek help once again in the name of the Lord. The Lord knows your need and mine. The Lord knows your path and he knows mine. And can we not say, blessed is his name, that if we are amongst those truly who walk in that path which is known to him, and that path which is often through dark places, places which we cannot always understand, and it brings about much fearing and trembling, brings about those cries and groans unto the Lord. And as I tried to speak this morning and just hinted a few things in my own path that in the past week or so, over the past months, it's been often those risings high and then those sinkings very low. It seems a while before we seem to rise again. We are often, are we not, walking in the depths of the valley and are travelling much by night. Travelling much by night, is it not 747? Is it 747? Hymns, I think it's 747. Yes, that hymn of heart, 747. How hard and rugged is the way to some poor pilgrim's feet. In all they do or think or say, they opposition meet. Others again more smoothly go, secured from hurts and harms. Their Saviour leads them gently through, or bears them in his arms. Faith and repentance all must find, but yet we daily see they differ in their time and kind, duration and degree. Some long repent and late believe, but when their sins forgiven, a clearer passport they receive and walk with joy to heaven. Their pardon some receive at first, and then compelled to fight, they feel their latter stages worst and travel much by night. Does that sum up your path? You're travelling much by night. Much by night, but there's a last verse. But be our conflicts short or long, this commonly is true, that wheresoever faith is strong, repentance is so too. But even that weak faith, shall it not overcome at last? Weak faith. Yes, some have a strong faith. Some, their faith is very tried. And yet, at times, it feels like it will be that last remaining spark, that dark path will put it out. But it's not to be so. He will raise it to a flame. There will be weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Have we not proved it in time past, some of us? Yes, we long for it again. But that walking by night, that real path that is known by a living child of God. And as I thought upon it in the week, it seemed to burden me so. My mind also went to Psalm 42, and the language there, perhaps that's your language. Yes, you come up like the hart, as a hart panteth after the water brooks. So panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears. Ah, is this your case? Is this your path? Tears. That's that sign of life also. Perhaps you can't speak, you know not how to pray, you feel you don't. But those tears, those burdens of a sigh, the upward glancing of the eye, when none but God is near. That dark path, as we said perhaps, as we spoke this morning. Yes, in that first work of grace, when the work of grace had begun. Yes, there'll be many tears and sighs and cries and groans. But that time of love will come. But also, some of us have proved it so. That time of love did come. It shall come, it did come. But then, we soon return to our sad place. We soon found in those down once again in the depths. What is the cause of it? Is it not by sin and the Lord's dealings with us from time to time? Is that way of teaching? That way of teaching. It is with this poor sinner. Where would I be? I can only speak for oneself. If we never had dark paths, tried paths, we'd soon be lifted up, would we not? A proud spirit would soon become evident as we began perhaps to feel we could manage and we were getting along quite nicely. But it's not to be so. The Lord will deal with you. And what a mercy it is when he deals with you and I in that way for our good, our eternal good. But those tears, my tears have been my meat and day and night while they continually say to me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with a multitude. I went with them to the house of God. With a voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept holy day. Yes, you may look upon another. As I said I may not have mentioned it, but on that Wednesday evening, as I did go and speak in the Lord's name, I even envied the dove that I saw flying about without a care. Envied the dove. And do we not read in the Word of God those that long to be like the dove and fly away and be at rest? But I envied the dove. Until I entered into the sanctuary, my mind was led to that portion of Asaph, that psalm of Asaph. Until I went into the sanctuary and understood I their end. Then there was a little light again, a little light shown as a brought to remembrance that which the Lord had done for this poor sinner. But it's these little chinks of light, is it not? We long for once again that revelation. They're longing once again for the full light and the liberty of the gospel. I go on up to the house of God with a voice of joy. Yes, you hear others and you long to be once again brought to that place to be able to praise the Lord. But darkness, darkness. Why art thou, it causes this, does it not? Why art thou cut this? Dialogue within. Why art thou cast down on my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? But all this, it seemed to rest upon my spirit also in the earlier part of the last week. Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. And that last part, for I shall yet praise him. For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Shall yet praise him. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. And on the past evening, I was broken a little in my spirit as I turned to those portions we read in Revelation. There was a little melting. Yes, There is a path each one of us have to walk out here below, and it is through those dark scenes and tried scenes, at times distressing scenes. But have we not a glorious forerunner that is now in heaven, our great high priest, our advocate with the Father, the man Christ Jesus? And what a path he walked out here below. Yes, we often quote, I know we quoted, I believe, earlier this day, we're maybe into the young, I'm not sure, but we often think of that hymn 95. And did the holy and the just, the sovereign of the skies, stoop down to wretchedness and dust, the guilty worms might rise? Yes, the Redeemer left his throne, his radiant throne on high, surprising mercy, love unknown, to suffer, bleed and die, but he came down to this earth to be a man and die, made like unto his brethren, like you and I, a body and nature like unto our own. A body and nature like unto our own. And what a path he walked. What a path he walked. He's now risen, is he not? Sitteth on the right hand of the Father. He suffered in the sinner's room, place, and stead. He died. Is that not your longing then, and my longing again? They might have been able to lay hold upon these promises, these blessings, that truly did die in my room, place, and stead, your room, place, and stead. The Lord knows where you are found. That his sufferings in the Garden of Gethsemane, upon the cross at Calvary, they're for you and for me. It's now risen, and now as it came to my mind in the past evening, as I turned then to the revelation, my mind was led there concerning that place, that prospect of it. Yes, we have a path, and we have those paths, each one differing from another. But we read there, do we not, concerning that prospect, that one that's gone before. That one was gone before. I know there's also a word in Hebrews. I must, if I can turn to it first. We have that hope. Yes, when we're dark, in those dark places, tried again, we have a hope. We have a hope. That good hope we trust. And that hope, yes, though damned, from time to time when we see a little light, and once again by the Spirit there's a little breathing upon us, a little dew upon our branch, there's that hope once again raised up, strengthened. We haven't completely lost sight of it. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is entered for us. The forerunner, when I thought upon this forerunner, this one I trust, stooped down to this poor wretched one's place also. In time past, as eaten with this poor sinner, met with this one in the way. Have you had a few crumbs that had fallen from the master's table in time past? Has there been a few sips from the well of salvation? Yes, you acknowledge it has been so. An unworthy sinner, yet you've had such a glorious guest that's met with you in the way, not left you altogether without hope. But that bought with a price his own heart's blood. They're precious in his sight. And this forerunner is entered into the heavens, even Jesus, made that high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. That glorious high priest has a feeling for us in all our infirmities. What was tempted in all points, like as we are tempted in all. Yes, these things are the are they not? When those dark places, they're the temptations of the adversary. The adversary comes in like the storm against a wall. tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. He's entered into the heavens. Jesus Christ, this glorious man of whom we tell. But on the past evenings that come to it now, I turn to those chapters in Revelation. And oh, what a mercy it is that as we walk in this veil of tears, this veil of sorrows, is it not that veil of sorrows? We prove it so. Veil of sorrows, pathway of sorrows. But that pathway of sorrows, that forerunner, has now entered into the heavens. Jesus Christ himself. There is this time that shall come. And is it not that we look forward to? Yes, we know our old nature would like to remain here forever. Yes, at times, even this poor one, there are those things which we tremble at the thought of death. But when we're clothed in our right minds, we trust we can say we have no continuing city here. We have no continuing city here, but we have that city, not made with hands, that heavenly city, that new Jerusalem. That new Jerusalem. My mind on the past evening also went to that hymn of Kelly's. 1048. And oh, what a mercy it is when we're brought to sweetly meditate upon these things. We can say we have no abiding city here. This may distress the worldling's mind, but should not cost the saint a tear who hopes a better rest to find. Do not these things cause us to bring, it brings us to that place where we feel we have no rest here. We feel we have no rest. If there wasn't those stirrings up in your path and mine, we'll become like those that become rich and have need of nothing. They have a rest here below. And under these dispensations, we trust darkness and trials and tribulations and afflictions brings to that place where we can say, we have no continuing city here. We seek that which is to come. We have no abiding city here. Sad truth, were this to be our home. But let the thought our spirits cheer. We seek a city yet to come. We have no abiding city here. Then let us live as pilgrims do. Let not the world our rest appear, but let us haste from all below. That's what we'd be. It would be our rest if we didn't have these things, those stirrings up like the eagle that stirreth up a nest. I know it would be with myself, and I believe you'll also prove it so. You know your old nature. It doesn't take long, does it not? We come settled in the things once again of this world. There needs be for that stirring up where we're brought to see that it's darkness. And I can say we have no abiding city here. There is not that longing as we read in Revelation chapter 7. That place, that glorious place of his abode. Where we read concerning this one, this glorious high priest, our advocate with the Father, our forerunner. Hath he not said in his word, in the word of God, I go to prepare a place for you. Go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again. I will come. There will be a time we will come again. Is not that your hope and mine? A glorious prospect, is it not? A glorious prospect. I go to prepare a place for you. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And what do we read of this place? It is that place where they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. What do we read? For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them. shall lead them unto the living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Oh, and who are these to be found there? Who are these to be found there? But our trembling worm Jacob's. Those that have come up through much tribulation, ye shall enter the kingdom. And those trials that cause darkness, where you wonder whether you've got anything to rest in, but it brings out those cries we tried to speak this morning, the cries and groans unto the Lord. But ah, these that are be found in that place, what a mercy it's so. Those gather from all nations and kindreds and tongues, not because of who they were or what they were, but are because they've been loved eternally, bought, as we said, without price, his own heart's blood, and not one hoof shall be left out, not one shall be lost. Each one shall be, they'll be brought there. Yes, there'll be many things that seem like they will bring them to nothing. They will not reach that desired haven, but it will not be so. Those that are found there, what do we read of them? One of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the light of the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto the living waters, fountains of waters. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Ah, no continuing city here. Does it not? Do those trials make you seek this city, desire this city even more? Does this time of darkness make you long for that abode? Yes, as that chink of light, as we put it just now. You have no continuing city here, but seek that which is to come. We've no abiding city here, then let us live as pilgrims do. Let not the world our rest appear, but let us haste from all below. We've no abiding city here. We seek a city out of sight. Zion its name. The Lord is there. It shines with everlasting light. O sweet abode of peace and love, where pilgrims free from toil are blessed. Had I the pinions of the dove, I'll fly to thee and be at rest. But ah, that glorious prospect. That ah, when we're done with all things here below, yes, all the way through our pathway here below, it will be so. But there's that glorious prospect. That glorious prospect. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city from city New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And oh, what a mercy it is we read, do we not? And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write. Write, for these words are true and faithful. True and faithful. Does that not, as I said on the past evening, there it melted my heart for a moment as I read these portions. And oh, it did my soul good. It gave a little hope raised up. It was a hope raised up, a prospect that, ah, yes, there is that to walk out here below, that which we have to endure. But there is this glorious high priest, this one, our forerunner, that will bring us to our desired haven, that place. Ah, and this glorious description of it. And what do we read concerning that place? And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations, and there shall be no more curse. But the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face. Shall see his face. Yes, quite obscure, perhaps at the moment, those dark clouds. There will be that time when, we shall see him as he is, without a veil between. And there are those that are gathered round the throne of God now. Those that walked in the same path as you and I walk now, they once walked here below, did they not? And when we read of those accounts of old, what paths they walked in. What paths they walked in. I know at one time when I was burdened on account of my need as a sinner, and those things which I felt within, I used to look at the accounts of old and see whether any walked in such a path as I seemed to be walking in. And there I was brought a little hope raised up that, yes, perhaps this one walked in a slight part of my path. Perhaps another one walked in another part of it. And it gave that little hope as we read of those accounts of those of old. Yes, they were brought to their desired haven. They were brought through this vale of tears. They were not left there, nor forsaken. They now see around the throne of God in heaven, singing the worthy praise of the Lamb. No more pain, no more sorrows, no more darknesses, no more distresses, no more perplexities, no more things to try and tease them. But that glorious prospect, that heavenly city. There shall we know light, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, nor the light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever. And he said unto me, these things are, blessed be his holy name, these things are faithful and true. The word of God declares it. Now we believe the word of God, do we not? And it, as I said, I read these portions on the past evening, and it quite melted my heart for a moment. Just for a moment, that good hope raised up, that if my pathway remains dark from now to the end of my days, there's this glorious prospect. There's this glorious prospect. These things, and he said unto me, these things are faithful and true. Faithful and true. And he said unto me, these things are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done, but are faithful and true. They're spoken by that one, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. They're spoken by Almighty God. And all the words of man, these things, it is here. They are faithful and true, these sayings. Right, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Now, if that one is the beginning, wrought in you that beginning, there will be an end, a good end. Doesn't matter what the devil may sound to you. Yes, he will try and tempt you, but there will be that good end. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst the fountain of water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But these things spoken unto us, poor trembling sinners in the way, as we said, often darkness, tried paths. But these things are faithful and true, the Alpha and Omega. He who hath begun that good work in you and in me, there shall be a performance of those things. It shall come to pass. Those promises which he had given unto you and unto me, they're not the promises of man. They're not the promises of man. Thereby this one who saith faithful and true and faithful, their promises are this one Alpha and Omega. He who hath begun that good work in you, in me, there will be a continuance of it. All that the Father giveth me shall come unto me. None shall be left out, none lost. As we said, not a hoof shall be left behind. Not a hoof left behind. And that poor trembling one then, that we tried to speak as we've done this morning. The time has gone. That poor trembling one that still waits. That still waits. Yes, you've heard these things spoken of. What do we read? And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. A glorious invitation to pour that one trembling, but brought to hear his voice. Brought to tremble his word. As I said, I spoke this morning concerning those that are like I felt I was those years ago now, and we often plead for them, and we try to speak in such a way that might encourage them, that they wait not in vain. There will be that time that shall come also. Let him that heareth say, then the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. The water of life freely. And what a mercy it is as that book draws toward a close. I testify unto every man that heareth the words of this of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. None can take anything away. Yes, man might try to add something unto it, but what a mercy, nothing can be taken from it. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. And he which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. But these things. Now, as I said on the past evening, it did my soul good. He said unto me, write, for these things are true and faithful. Glorious prospect then. I know not your path, but what a glorious prospect then. Heaven at last. No more there, no more darkness. No more darkness. The throne, shall see the Lamb of God there. That's a light. We'll live then to all eternity in that light. Basking in that light. That light there. And there shall be no more curse. But the throne of God, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there. They need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever. These things are repeated again, and he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must surely be done, but faithful and true. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £785, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Philip Hare is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Charles Walboys next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday School. Let us close with hymn 208. Jesus, lover of thy nation, saviour of thy people free, visit us with thy salvation. Let us, Lord, thy glory see. O revive us, that we may rejoice in thee. 208.
dear Lord, to be pleased to bless that which is of thee. May it be by the power of the Holy Spirit, that voice of the Lord God, speaking these things into the very soul. Satisfying the longing one, the weary one, the tried and tempted one, that there is that glorious prospect, of a heavenly abode, not made with hands, that heavenly abode, and that there will be that time, and all blessed be thy holy name, it is also on record, concerning that time where thou wilt come, yes, in my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, that place of light, life, liberty, where Sabbaths have no end. Receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Do cover the mantle of thy forgiving love over all thou hast seen and heard amiss. Do remember each one as they are those things before them in the way. Remember one also a way at this time. Lord, bring him back in peace and safety, and any others, bring them back in peace and safety at the appointed time. Lord, each one that gathers here, may they also know that glorious prospect, desire it above all things here below. O Lord, do remember each one in all that concerns them. Go before them in the way. And all that might be from time to time, that light as that a shine upon them in the pathway through thy word. That light, that glorious light that leads them on in the way. And so, O Lord, do remember each one. And take each one now to their home in peace and safety. And Lord, there might be something which truly remains. By the power of the Spirit. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each. Now and forevermore. Amen.